A friend of mine recently sent me a link to a news article about three kids who were struck and killed by a car while they were trying to get onto their school bus in Indiana. The driver didn't do it maliciously. She made a huge mistake. She was actually a children's ministry director at a local church. My friend asked me, how do the parents of the children move on from that? How does the driver move on from that? That's a tough question. I think of the fact that God certainly knew that it was happening. God is not to blame for anything evil, but he did allow it to happen. I think of my sister Erica, who was killed by a drunk driver while she was in college. I was a high schooler at the time. That was tough to go through. I mean, that was my big sister. But throughout the years, a passage has given me a lot of comfort from Isaiah chapter 57. Says this: "The righteous perish, and no one takes it to heart. The devout are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death." And that's an important thing to remember at times like these. My number one goal as a Christian parent is for my children to be in heaven, period. This passage says that sometimes God actually takes his children home early in our eyes to make sure that that happens. Take my sister. Maybe God was guarding her from something awful that was going to happen in her life. Maybe God knew that there was going to be something that would rob her of her faith, and so he took her before that could happen to make sure that she made it to heaven. The truth is, I can't tell you why God allows certain things to happen in every circumstance. We simply need to trust him. But what we do know is this: precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. God cares about each of his children. What we do know is this: for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. God loves each one of us. What we do know is this: in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. God is in control of the evil, and he works it for our good. So how do the parents move on? Well, they cry. They pray, knowing that the God who hears them can also sympathize with them. God knows what it's like to lose a child too. They surround themselves with their Christian family, who will wrap them up in their love and encourage them and help carry their burden. They wait patiently for the Lord's deliverance, even if that deliverance doesn't come until they see their loved ones again in heaven. How does the driver move on? Well, in much the same way. She cries, she prays, knowing that she prays to a God who says that because of Jesus' sacrifice for her, he doesn't remember her sins. She needs to hear again and again what God says about her in his word: "You are my child whom I love, with you I am well pleased." And finally, for all involved, we need to unleash the powerful word of God, which we know will not return to him empty, but will accomplish the purpose for which he sent it. And pray with me now for all of those who are experiencing darkness in this world. Dear Jesus, for all who are suffering loss, we ask you to fill them with the joy you alone can give. Remind them of your love. Remind them of your plan to bring your children home to heaven. Use us to bring them comfort in their darkness. Amen.